Blog Talk Radio.
Peace be unto you.
You want to go ahead?
To you, my friend, Jesus is the Lord. This is Kingdom Prayer Faith Ministry by the grace of God, and we greet you in the name of Jesus. Our topic today is Kingdom Homework, and my friend, we want you to be a part of this discussion coming directly from the Word of the Living God. Amen?
Amen.
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 And also, we have Pastor Darrell Frank Elliott in the house.
Amen.
Amen. And,
amen.
And we're all going to be a part of this great Bible word study. All right? And the first thing in 2 Timothy 2:15 tells us to study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman needeth not be ashamed. And, you know, I'm just going to use a little illustration here. You know, when you are in school or you're in college or you are just taking a course, what you have to do? We have to what?
Study.
Is that right? That's in the natural. And it's the same in the spiritual. We have to study to show thyself approved unto God. In other words, we have to work the word. We have to work the Bible in order to make a what? An A. In order to make an A on your tests, you have to do what? In the natural. Study the assignment. Wow. Just by doing it, simply doing it, amen? Well, it's the same with the word of God. See, I want to make an A or a plus. Is that right? Because if you do not study, you just may make a 40, you may make a 60, and you may make a what? 50. And you know that is not enough to be on the honor roll. And this is why I call it Kingdom Homework. You want to be on the honor roll. In order to be on the honor roll, we must do what? Does that make sense?
Amen.
Study. I believe in that. You know, even when you want to improve your education or go higher in your education, just say you want to go to Temple University. Amen. And you want to make an A on whatever you're taking. For example, as a doctor or nurse or any other great professional that you may have interest in, you're going to have to do what? Study. Study to show what? Number one, it already exists in you if you study. I got that from my daughter. It already exists. So if it already exists in you and what God has birthed in you, How can you lose? You cannot. Because it already exists in you by you studying the word of God to approve yourself unto God. That's the one. Does that make sense? Amen. When we prove ourselves to God and you study night and day, and let me tell you this, put in some overtime too. Because when you put in the overtime, you definitely going to make an A. Because you're putting in the overtime to study about any professional that you may go into or any course that you may take. So it's just simple. Just do it. Action, order, and God gave us the authority. It already exists. Listen, I stole that from my daughter. It already exists. I love it. I love it. So when you're going to hear from Pastor Darrell Frank Elliott and have his input as well, we love you.
Amen. Praise God, Christian friends, and all ye the Lord's brethren. We come to bless you tonight in the Word of God, the subject Kingdom Homework, taken from 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman, a workwoman, work children, needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now, brethren, there are three S's that we want to bless you with and share with you concerning the main study here of Kingdom Homework, studying to show yourself approved unto God. Number one, we come to saturate you with the word of the living God. Saturation is a bringing in of the spirit into your spirit where you can make the word of God applicable for your everyday living. As you study in the natural, as you go to school, as you conduct yourself in your profession to learn to be whatever your trade is, just in the natural, we must do this in the spirit of God. And so we come to saturate you with scripture. Jeremiah 17 and 7, the book of Jeremiah, the prophet of God, 17 and 7, says, "Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is." And it says in the 8th verse, "For he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters, that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see what heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, full of life, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit." And in the 10th verse it says, "I, the Lord, search the heart, try the reins, even to give every man," and that is also every woman, every child, "to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings." This is applicable in Kingdom Homework. There must be application of your study to show yourself approved unto God. So we come to S, saturate you with scripture. Number two, we come to separate you from sin. God hates sin. He will not allow sin in his kingdom. And so as you study to show yourself approved unto God, as you are saturated with scripture, this will separate you from sin. And the third S is it will keep you set apart to God for his service. Amen. Praise God. We thank the Lord for his word. His word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. And so we turn you back over to our host now to continue to implant the word of God in you through this study. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Isn't that was an awesome scripture coming from the Word of God? And this is a beautiful toxin. Even when the children are at home, the parent can also take the Word of God, which is good spiritual kingdom homework, and sit down with their little ones. Even in the womb, they can read the Word of God. They can gather their little family together, the husband and the wife, and there is no husband, and just only one parent. Take some time out and study with your children. Tell the children about the Word of God, because those are little souls too. And Ezekiel 18:4, the Bible teaches and tells us that all souls are minds. Your little one and your little children are little precious soul who need to know about the Word of God by studying the parent, studying the Word of God with the little one, even before they're born. Even in the mother womb, they may not understand, but they can hear, because you are carrying that little one in the womb. And so whatever you do, whatever you study, part of that is rubbing off on the little newborn or the new embryo. So it's all good, because when we study the Word of God, it gives you life. Does it make sense? The Bible teaches and tells us that Jesus come to give us life, and that we may have a more abundant life. And the only way we can have that is study the words of God. Why, my friend? Simply because He loves us. He loved you. He loved me. He loved the children. And that's one of the reasons why He died for the sins of the whole world. Does that make sense, my friend? He did a great work and a good work. And let me tell you this while I'm on it. Jesus received everything, the Word of God, from the Father. We will receive the Word of God from Jesus, because He sent His Son.
Amen.
He sent His Son, and He have given us instruction what to do, how to do it. I just love it, my friend, because I know that we have life when we study the Word of God. I am a living witness.
Amen.
I have testimonies behind this, and I'm sure you all have one too. And let me tell you something. Those sowing seed in myself, number one, get it in you first, and then you'll be able to share it, kingdom homework, with your friends, with your family, because judgment begins at the house of God. So we need to do it with our families first, number one. Amen. And also share it with your children. And once the children put in overtime and homework, biblical homework, the Word of God homework, then they will be able to share it with their friends. And they can just say, Jesus loves you. And you know the little song say, yes, Jesus loves me. Singing, yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus, He loves me. For the Bible tells me so. And guess what, my friend? Even that song is kingdom homework. I just love it. You cannot go wrong with that, my friend, can you? Oh, it's a winner. It's a plus. And guess what? The ticket on a spiritual level, that's your riches, that's your gold mine. Does that make sense? Why? Because it can do something for you. And I believe that Pastor Elliot spoke earlier, it will keep you from doing things of the lust of the flesh, and you can read about those in the Galatians, the fifth chapter. I believe, and I know the works of the flesh, it does tell us in Galatians 5:19 through 23, and you can study that and read that for yourself. And I believe the fruits of the Spirit is in Galatians 5:22, and it's love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Why? We're studying the Word of God, and it's spiritual kingdom homework. It's all good, my friend. You cannot lose with the Word of God. It's all good. And guess what? It's 365 days a year. Now, he knows that you have to go to work and do your little chores, and you may want to go shopping, and you may want to spend time with your husband or your friend. But, my friend, never, ever to forget and always remember, my friend, pick out some time through that day, even if you have to meditate on kingdom homework. Meditate, find a scripture, and remember that scripture. Get it in your mind. Get it in your soul. Get it in your belly, in the inner man, which is the new man. Does that make sense? And then you can meditate. When you don't study, then meditate upon kingdom homework. And when you do those things, my friend, our Heavenly Father is pleased. My Father, your Father. My Lord, your Lord. My God, how come I need to seek out? Your God is pleased. And it's acceptable with him. Yes, we're going to take a little short break. Amen. And let you listen to, I believe, a little bit of We Can Make It. Oh, we can make it. Amen. So we're going to play a little bit of that.
Yeah.
Can Make It on the Anointed album of Kingdom Prayer Faith Ministry. Touch Not, Taste Not, Handle Not. And you were listening to a selection on that CD, We Can Make It. And you can make it, my brethren, if you put your trust in the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As Sister Elliott was professing to you in Kingdom Homework, that you must study 2 Timothy, our lead scripture in the lesson, 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman, a workwoman, needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And when we were a child, we spoke as a child, we acted as a child, we did childish things. But when we become a man, when we become a woman, we put away childish things, and we become men and women through studying to show ourselves approved unto God. As an infant, one of the main things an infant requires as a child is food in the natural. We need food to eat in the natural. That child doesn't eat, that child's going to cry, he's going to be irritable, he's going to be... And in the spirit realm, as children, we need food also. But that food is Bible study, or as our title lesson, Kingdom Homework. As children of the Lord, it's good to go to church, but you need to study on your own. You need Bible study on your own, as well as Bible study with others in your church to strengthen you, to enable you, to put on perfection in the spirit. And it also comes from Hebrews 10, 24 and 25. When we have fellowship, when we are studying, when we are studying with the Lord, and when we are studying with others, we are having fellowship with the Lord. The Bible says in Hebrews 10, 24 and 25, and let us consider one another to provoke one another with inclusiveness unto love and to good work. When you do this, when you study to show yourself approved unto God, yourself or with others, you are having fellowship with the Lord. Amen? So we thank the Lord for each and every one of you for tuning in with us and for sharing in this topic of kingdom homework. Glory to God. Hebrews 10:25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves, as the manner of some is, but encouraging one another and lifting one another up. It says in the Bible in 10:25, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. As we told you in the beginning, we come to saturate you with Scripture. We come to keep you separated from sin, and we come to keep you set apart unto God as workmen, as workwomen, as workchildren. Needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen. Amen. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow.
Peace be unto you.
Hello. Yes, hello. Hello.
Yes.
Yes, hello. I'm Sister Tammy, and
yes,
I'm listening to your show. And
yes, ma'am.
It is so, I just want to say thank you all for just having this topic, study and homework, because it's so needed in today's time, because
Amen.
So many people are just listening to anything that man says, but not
yes.
studying for themselves. And that's
Amen.
The charge that God gave all of us, to study.
Yes, absolutely.
And in our own personal studying, we won't be easily deceived. We shouldn't be deceived at all as the people
You are
God.
Right.
But that's why
you
we have
right,
to study.
You are right, my sister.
to show ourselves approved, and that we can rightly rightly divide the word of God, that we be not ashamed.
Yes.
You know, because people can't stay as babes all the time, just on milk. You
Amen.
Know, they have to learn and study so they become
Amen.
Teachers.
Yes.
So that they can teach
Glory.
Others the way
Glory
of Jesus
to God.
Christ, because Jesus is
yes.
the answer.
Amen.
Jesus is the
only
way
to salvation.
Yes, he
is. You know?
Yes.
And all that comes through studying, because it's a lot
Amen.
Of false prophets and false teaching going around in the spirit of error.
Yes.
And people have
spirit
to take time out just if they read a chapter a day and just
Amen.
Pray and ask God to open up their understanding. And they'll
yes,
get what
Lord.
God has for them. They'll get the truth. You know,
Hallelujah.
You know, people can read anything these days. They can read a magazine for hours, watch TV for hours. Right?
Yes.
But most people, when they come to that word of God, as soon as they read two or three words, they out with disease.
Amen. That's right.
But, you know, just keep on practicing, a person to get better. And I'm not saying that to knock nobody or hurt anybody's feelings, but to encourage people that this is something
yes,
that we must
absolutely.
Do, especially
absolutely.
In this evil day and time as today. So I just want to thank you all for allowing me to call in and
absolutely.
Express my heart and my feelings. And again, keep
Amen.
Up the good work, and may God bless
Amen.
You.
Amen. And we
night.
Thank you
Bye-bye.
So much for calling in.
God bless you.
You're welcome.
And may the Lord bless you and keep you.
Absolutely. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Bye-bye. All right. God bless now. We'd like to thank the Lord so much for Sister Tammy calling in. Amen. We have to go back to that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Amen. We thank the Lord for Sister Tammy calling in and encouraging us and encouraging other listeners to study, to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman, a workwoman, needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And we thank each and every one of you also who have listened. We're going to close out with God's hand. Amen? Praise God.
Amen. Awesome. Word of God. And tune in the next time at 6 o'clock p.m. at the same time, I believe, on Friday. May God richly bless you. But we're just going to play a portion of God's hand. Enjoy the rest of your evening, and do not forget to study. Blessed be God of Israel.